Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
There's the handshake, and Matt LaFleur's Packers take over first place in the NFC North. And there'll be a new number one seed in the conference after today's action is all said and done. But Green Bay, first of two matchups with the Bears in the next 3 weeks. They hold on the Keyshawn Nixon interception in the end zone to seal it. Jordan Love with a three-touchdown day, and the Packers hang on. They take care of Chicago 28-21.
That is the voice of Kevin Burkhardt. It is courtesy of Fox Sports, and that's where our next guest comes in. Kind enough to join us in studio, it is Lou Kanellis. He is at Lou Kanellis on Twitter. He is the Fox 32 Sports anchor, host of Bears Game Day Live and Bears Game Night Live. Lou, bummer we're not talking to you after a Bears win, but thanks for coming on.
Oh, man, what an honor to sit alongside you and Marshall on my day off. I took the
day,
today.
I feel bad.
Well, you know, we're at the end of the year where you've got to start burning up that PTO.
Fair.
And I've got a couple of buddies in town. So I said, yeah, when Ray called and said, can you come in the studio for 40 minutes and talk a little Bears? I said, absolutely. And to answer your question, Layla, yeah, I'm bummed out. I mean, if you watch Lou, you know that I'm the biggest Bears fan out there. All right. Been a season ticket holder since 69, 68, actually. But, and what was frustrating was it was there. It was there to be had. But if you are going to lose one of the last four or five games, in my opinion, this was the one to lose. And sometimes I think players need to be reconnected with their coaches. And what I mean is, yeah, when you're on a five-game win streak, you're listening. But, hey, man, we're on a five-game win streak. We can't do anything wrong. And then you go to Lambeau Field, and you play arguably the best team in the NFC North. For sure, one of the top pass rushers. And you're reminded, especially in that first half, yeah, you're pretty good, but you're not that good yet. And I think that this loss will reconnect these players with this coaching staff. And I am on record as saying it would not surprise me to watch the Bears run the table the rest of the regular season.
Now, if they do that, the NFC itself and a first-round bye is out there to be had if you can do that because of who all the other teams you're going up against face. I am in agreement with you that is definitely on the table. We were talking yesterday about the Lions this weekend against the Rams. Like, now, root for the Lions. Have them take out. You can't affect the Rams, but the Lions can. You can affect the Lions because you see them the last week of the season.
Yeah, yep. I just go division loss. I'm always like, are you in the division? Are you the opponent? Do they play you again? Then divisional loss for sure. So that's That's kind of how I see it. But yeah, if you want to say that this is a team that could be, I think if you want to take the one seed, that means you have to be confident that they could beat the Rams, they could beat the Seahawks. Obviously, they don't see them. That would be in the playoffs.
They could win in San Francisco. Big game.
That's a huge game.
That's a huge game.
It becomes so pivotal. And Lou, we were talking to Jared Payton earlier. So this is like our sports director day with Jared Payton, main sports anchor day. Jared Payton's here. Lou's here. But I didn't want to touch on this because we didn't have time. The concept of the mental adjustment the players have to make after 2 out of 3 seasons, you have 10 game losing streaks. And then it's like, oh, this is a new coach. And I wonder if there are times where during the season you could find yourself slipping into habits where you had to kind of like cope and make it through the last couple of years. And if that happens on a team like this with this coach.
I don't think so. I mean, this coach and his coaching staff, I think this coaching staff as a whole may be football's best. I mean, Dennis Allen, who has been a head coach twice. Mm-hmm. Terrific defensive coordinator. Richard Smith. Let's talk about Richard Smith for a second. Many people don't know who Richard Smith is. He is the linebackers coach. By the way, has done a hell of a job with Tremaine Edmonds in the move of Edmonds. Richard Smith, 70 years old. No one has been an assistant coach in the NFL longer than Richard. So he has seen everything. Brought this type of experience to this coaching staff. Al Harris, so well respected by defensive backs. Look at what he's done with Nashawn Wright. I think the coaching staff will not allow. So I had Daryl Moose Johnston last night on my show, Chicago Sports Tonight on Fox. And Moose has been around the NFL, and I asked him about trap game. And he goes, I don't believe in trap game. Played 11 years for the Cowboys, won 3 Super Bowl titles in Dallas as well. Arguably one of the best fullbacks that played in the game in my generation. All right. And he said, this coaching staff that Ben Johnson has put together will not allow a letdown. And I believe him 100%. And you brought up players that have gone through losing. I ran a graphic in the pregame show before the Packers game. And the graphic was, do you realize that there are players on this roster who have never experienced a winning season? Andrew Billings, DJ Moore. In the league, 8 years. Their first winning season. Jalen Johnson, Cole Kmet.
Yeah. Kyler Gordon.
First year with the Bears. Winning season. And Johnson was a great example, Layla, of what you just brought up. He couldn't wait to get on the field. He was traveling with the team. Even though he wasn't ready, wasn't off injured reserve, he was traveling with the team because it was driving him crazy to see those parties going on in the locker room after games, and he wasn't part of it. And I think that this team, mentally, forget about the 10-game losing streak. Doesn't even matter anymore. Was washed away in the middle of the season on that first 4-game win streak. Maybe even sooner during training camp, they realized this isn't the Eberflus regime anymore. This is Johnson's show.
I love the perspective that you're bringing on this because I 100% agree with you on everything you just said. And I do think they have turned the page from what was the past because they do have a new coaching staff. And I say staff, not just Ben Johnson, but all those guys underneath them are certainly showing merit in what they have been able to build here in year one. My question is this. Forget about trap game, although we have termed it a fan trap game, because I think a lot of fans, they're thinking about Green Bay, obviously. But when you look at the Browns, it's a little bit murky as to what to expect. You know it's bad on defense because Myles Garrett exists, right? And some friends. But Shedeur Sanders is kind of like this unknown, and you're hoping Dennis Allen can do a better job against him than he's done against some of these other novel, not experienced quarterbacks that the Bears have seen this season.
I think Dennis Allen's learning himself, okay. And he realized, I believe that he said, oh my gosh, Tyron Huntley, look what he did to our defense. It's not going to happen this week. I've got a kid out there who has started, what, 3 games now for the Browns, rookie. I know his warts, and we are going to expose his warts. And I've got a healthier defense now. T.J. Edwards is back. Noah Sewell's back. Don't diminish Sewell's role in this defense. Jalen Johnson, while not 100%, this is a guy who missed training camp, missed the beginning of the season. He's missed all this time. He's still getting into football shape. We saw him get burned in that Packers game. He understands what he's going up against, and I think, and I can only hope, that he makes life so difficult, confuses the rookie so much on Sunday that he isn't a factor. They try to run the football, can't run the football, and that the Bears, my prediction is the Bears win big, because if it's 20 below zero and you've got three wins and you're down 21-0, how fast can I get on the bus to get the hell out of town?
And the coach is tanking. I stand by that.
I think there's a good argument that can be made. I think the phrase Cleveland is looking for a quarterback is an evergreen phrase. You don't have to tell me twice. I do think, Lou, though, that when I brought that up, the idea of maybe there's a lull in the season, or maybe it's not on 10, you know, intensity level every single day, that was the game, that the Packers perhaps was the game. When you consider the team had 71 yards of total offense at the half, you know, there are some plays that everybody wanted back in that first half. Was that the one that was the wake-up call for them to say, all right, we can't necessarily do X, Y, and Z in the first half like we did and then expect to win a ball game and come back like that? They can easily take that as a wake-up call in a good way.
Can I disagree with you?
Yeah, of course.
Okay, I disagree. I don't think there was a lull. I think this team mentally was prepared to play the Packers. They appreciate, and they saw what their head coach did by making his comment in his introductory press conference about Matt LaFleur. They read online what everyone is saying, what the media is saying about LaFleur against Johnson, and Johnson disrespecting the head coach of the Packers, and you heard Micah Parsons about disrespect. The Bears knew, and I feel, were ready for the Packers. What they weren't ready for was the magnitude of that game. Lambeau Field, new guys on this roster, some new coaches on this roster who don't know what it's like to go to Lambeau as an assistant coach with the Chicago Bears. Guys who I mentioned haven't been part of winning seasons. This was a Super Bowl. You know, all week we talked about how big is this Bears game. Man, this is the biggest Bears-Packers game since, I know David in the morning show was talking about 2001. For me, it was the biggest game since 2013. When both teams went out there, final game of the regular season, December 29, 2013, who's going to the playoffs and the loser's going home. And the Aaron Rodgers to Randall Cobb, 48-yarder with 48 seconds left. I still feel the pain as a Bears fan watching that game. I don't think the players, there were some guys on that roster who weren't ready early on for the hornet's nest they were walking into. Now they're ready. Now they're ready and they know, hey, they're coming to our place, and there is no way we are going to embarrass ourselves at Soldier Field.
Lou Kanellis joining us here on Raheemy Harris and Grody. Mark Grody, by the way, joins us for the next segment. He'll join us from Howell's Hall. Lou, of course, the Fox 32 sports anchor, the host of Bears Game Day Live and Bears Game Night Live. He hosts a lot of shows because you guys have a lot of original programming over there at Fox 32.
Can I tell you how fun it is now that the Bears are winning? Because I've been doing this for 20 years. All right, 20 years. First four, I was an employee of the Bears, doing Bears Game Day and Bears Game Night Live over at Fox. And then the last 16 as a Fox full-time employee. And I said before, been a season ticket holder since I was 4 and a half, 1969. So I love the Bears. If you watch me, you see the pain on my face when they lose a game in 2013 like they did. So to win, to do shows and have more than just family and friends watching me on Sundays in December, all right, because a million people, Marshall, you're from the TV business. Ratings came out yesterday. Over a million people were watching the Bears and Packers. That's pretty cool.
It is cool.
Here in town, that's wild numbers. That's like 1995 TV numbers.
Almost
that's incredible.
A 90 share.
Like that's when you know it's back, right? When
it's back.
When everyone is either watching or at somebody's house or they're out watching. You can't be left out of the conversation about the Bears on Monday. And you will be left out of the conversation and wonder what are y'all talking about if you weren't watching the game. That's really what this comes down to. And you know what? The game, even though it didn't end the way the people of Chicago wanted, it lived up to the hype as being an epic battle because of the comeback. What I want to ask you is what Caleb Williams talked about at the end of that game in terms of 9 out of 10 times I make that throw and just his development. What do you think about his potential and that development from here to the end of this season? I think he needs an offseason to get it all together in year two under Ben Johnson. But just what do you think he can do this season?
Wouldn't you agree with me? This really is his rookie season. I mean, number one, it's his first year working with Ben Johnson, but you're talking about a head coach who said to him, I'm going to change the way you play the quarterback position.
And he has.
And he has. We had Clay Harbor on earlier. Mm-hmm. I don't want to steal Clay's thunder because
I thought
he brought up a great number. He brought up a great number. He said that Ben Johnson was play action, 50% of that game. He ran play action more than any other quarterback in the NFL. This is a guy who never ran play action last year because he ran out of the shotgun the entire season. So you've asked relatively second. How old's Caleb now? 24?
24, yeah. I believe.
Yeah. 24 years old. You've asked a 24-year-old who has played the position at the level he's played it at, Heisman Trophy level status, to change the way he plays the position. Yet you're not going to play in shotgun all the time anymore. You're going to play behind center, all right? And I want you to get the football out of your hands as fast as possible. What happens is, and I know these guys say, hey, we're not listening to the outside world. I don't see what's going on Twitter. Baloney. They do. And he saw that he was getting some heat for the way he was playing middle of the season. So what did he do instead of, you know, going through his progressions? And I think he's doing a much better job of going through his reads. But he said, I'm going to tuck it and run because that's what I do best. And I'm getting some heat out there. And for now, while I learn the way to play the position that makes my head coach happy, if I need to tuck it and run a little earlier than I should, I'm going to. And I think Ben Johnson's learning. I think Ben Johnson came here. Let's think about it. As an offensive coordinator, the only quarterback he had worked with was Jared Goff as an offensive coordinator in Detroit. Far different quarterback than Caleb Williams.
And much more experience.
Much more experience. But what's Goff's game, Marshall? Get the ball in my playmaker's hands. Get it to Amon-Ra St. Brown, 4 or 5 yards off the line of scrimmage. Let him do the work. Jameson Williams, maybe, arguably, the fastest receiver in the division. Let it get the old catch and run, yards after catch. Detroit led the league, yards after catch. And I'm not sure Caleb's there yet. Came back in the second half. It's the other question I asked Johnson was about second half adjustments. Because there's no such thing as second half adjustments. That we've got, what, 10, 12, 15 minutes from the end of the first half to the start of the third quarter. You don't suddenly sit in front of your offense and say, okay, we're going to change the offense now. No, those adjustments are going on as the game is going on. So I think Caleb's learning, and I've got full confidence in this kid. I mean, his athletic ability, you cannot deny.
And I think you're on to something, Lou, about Ben Johnson learning, too. He's talked about it. But then there are times where he will discuss his thought process during the game. Like when he says, oh, I didn't realize I called 18 straight pass plays.
Don't you love that? Like, that he's so transparent with the media and the fans?
He may be the most transparent coach ever that I've dealt with anyway.
It's a very refreshing change from what we saw before where, the play was supposed to go like this. This was supposed to be how it went. And when he talks about how he's not necessarily thinking about what he's calling in a row, that's probably something that a head coach, you know, looks a little bit differently upon. You know, he might still be balancing the job of play caller and head coach at the same time. I don't think it's a problem because the challenges have been on point. The fourth down calls have been on point. I had no problem with them thinking they were going to get a touchdown and going for two on Sunday. So I'm not worried about it, but I do think there are times where it's still an adjustment for him.
2 points I wanted to bring up. Number one, start of the football game. First two drives. They throw the football 5 of 6 plays. Yeah. I'm like, run! What are we doing here? Wyatt's not even playing for Green Bay. Run between the tackles. And then suddenly they start running the football a little bit. And I had no problem with that final call. And I don't, you know, if you watch the highlight and really go slow-mo, DJ Moore was not open right away.
I agree.
Okay? He just wasn't. You want to tell me that they should have run the football, he should have bootlegged, gone, gotten the first down because they still had 2 timeouts? Okay. I buy that. That was the right play call. He underthrew his man. Cole Kmet was open. Sometimes it works. Sometimes it doesn't.
Yeah, and when you run the same play 2 weeks in a row, your opponent's probably going to expect it to be a possibility in the game again. That's the other part. That is the voice of Lou Kanellis. Lou is the main sports anchor at Fox 32, the host of Bears Game Day Live and Bears Game Night Live. And he hangs out with us at the Score usually this time of year. The holidays is the Lou time, I feel like. We get more Lou, which we enjoy. And we also want to tell you that right now, caller 6 to the Score's contest line, 312-540-0670. We'll win tickets to Football After Dark at Moretti's in Edison Park on Tuesday, December 16th, with special guest Noah Sewell. I am interviewing him. It's going to be a great time. It is all sponsored by TimberTech Decking and Railing, number one in premium decking. Order free samples at TimberTech.com, VS, TimberTech.com, and brought to you by Remy Martin, VSOP. This is my city. Mark Grody will join us with the latest from Hallis Hall. The coordinator spoke today. He'll be on next with Raheemy Harrison Grody on The Score.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second, and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. You know, one of the perks about having four kids that you know about is actually getting a direct line to the big man up north. Mm-hmm. And this year, he wants you to know the best gift that you can give someone is the gift of Mint Mobile's unlimited wireless for $15 a month. Now, you don't even need to wrap it. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Bears. Mark Grody covering the Bears for 670 The Score.
Can I get a couple minutes with you here, man?
I need talking today, man. I'm sorry.
Okay.
We'll go next to Mark Grody. Are you from The Score?
How gratifying is it when you win that battle and get the football thrown to you?
What? Host of the Take the North podcast.
I'm sorry, guys. What was I talking about?
Kind of shaking your head at God for a second, though.
Mark Grody.
My hair does look good today.
With Raheemy Harrison Grody on The Score.
He's an apartment complex, this guy.
First things first, Lou Kanellis in studio with us. Lou, the main sports anchor at Fox 32. Lou, had you heard Mark Grody's Wayne Larrabee impression?
Every impression Mark Grody delivers is spot on. I just don't hear enough of it.
Oh, sounds like we have a request. Mark Grody joins us via the Circa Sports Illinois hotline. Download the Circa app today. He is at Hallis Hall as we speak, and he joins us on Twitch, twitch.tv/Chicago 670 The Score. Mark looked a little nervous just now on Twitch. Mark?
Well, maybe the reason I looked a little nervous is because I was thinking about maybe doing the Wayne Larrabee impersonation or maybe allowing the jukebox to be open. But I am in a very public area right
Super
now.
Super public.
Very public area. I'm in the atrium of Hallis Hall where the people all come in and out and reporters and people upstairs and downstairs could be here. I might disrupt people's work if I was to go full-throated Wayne Larrabee caricature
right now.
But you
disrupt our work every day. What are you talking about?
God, could you imagine like George McCaskey walking through the atrium at Hallis and he's screaming about Andrew Billings?
Honestly, like George?
George would love it.
Yeah, with his, like, he has, like, serious distaste for the Packers. We all know that. So he probably has serious distaste for Wayne Larrabee, who used to be part of the Bears organization and then left for the Packers. So something tells me that everybody in this building who is loyal to the Bears probably would appreciate the Larrabee impersonation.
Mark, I'm curious, what you got for us at Hallis Hall? I feel like when you're there, you are our eyes, our ears. I'll stick with those two body parts, but at Hallis Hall. So do your thing.
Yeah, so I guess the first thing to point out is the Bears are practicing today, which they have yet to do this week. They just had the walkthrough yesterday, which meant estimated injury report. Well, so we'll get a real injury report based off a real practice. I was out there witnessing it. I want to be able to say, because it's just like what you say, boy, a cold practice, not that bad out here today. A little bit of sunshine, temperatures aren't terrible. So it's actually really good practice conditions, which maybe isn't the best to get ready for what will be 12 degrees, I think, at Soldier Field, and who knows what the real feel will be and all that kind of stuff. So that continues to be one of the topics out here. But what I want to get to first and foremost is Declan Doyle, the Bears offensive coordinator, was one of the three coordinators to be front and center today. And there was a follow-up yesterday that I wanted to ask to Caleb Williams, and I was not able to. So I asked the follow-up to Declan Doyle. My full question is in there, so you will get the full context of exactly what I'm talking about, and then we can all talk about it afterwards. Here's Declan Doyle.
Caleb yesterday said that everything goes right on the play. Like he's doing everything right, and then maybe at the end, one little thing goes wrong to, you know, sabotage a play. What's your reaction to that? And does that also mean that he's close? Because he's saying, like, he's doing it all right, and then all of a sudden something goes wrong.
That's every play. You know, it's every single little detail, and you got 11 guys out there trying to do a job, and all it takes is, you know, one miss or one guy not doing his job, and it can sabotage the whole operation. And so, you know, I would say Caleb is the same way. You know, there are times where you're looking at it and it's like, that's exactly right, but maybe we're not on the same page with the protection or the route concept or something else that may go wrong. And then, you know, at the end of the day, it becomes a failure that way. And so what we're trying to do is get all 11 to understand the details and what we're asking of them, just to focus on just their job. Do your 1/11th, you know, to the best of your ability. And that's when you find success is our guys are all on their details and, you know, there is no letdown at any of those spots.
I mean, that's good stuff. I don't ever mind when people say 1/11th, Mark. I feel like when he's talking about that, he means like do the job that your assignment is dictating you to do.
Yeah, I think it's a little bit ambiguous and I don't know that I should have expected that he would tell me specifically where it is going wrong. But I guess it does help me in that it's not necessarily, he didn't answer it in a way that would suggest that it's all on Caleb Williams, that, you know, he could have, because of how transparent these coaches are, and Declan Doyle has been that as well. My best guess is that it was something that, and I'm sure that at times there is something that Caleb is doing wrong, but I think he was pretty genuine in making it clear to me and allowing me to do further investigation into exactly where things go wrong when things do go wrong.
Hey, Mark, Lou here. How are you, buddy?
Hi, Lou. How are you, buddy? Cassie Carlson is walking down the stairs right now, and she's waving right now. She says, hi, Lou.
Tell her I said hello.
He says hello.
I do have a question. I want to ask you about DJ Moore since you're on Declan Doyle right now. And I know it's been discussed since the game on Sunday. But, you know, I really look at DJ Moore, and I've been thinking about it over the last couple of days. Three targets against the Packers. You thought he'd get a lot more with Roma Dunze out of the lineup, not playing in that game. And it just has not been there. And, I mean, this team owes him a ton of money, all right, per his contract. Did Doyle open up about why? I mean, because at the start of a game, you can get, and we know that they have the 15 plays at the beginning of the game. Why not get him involved at the start? Mm-hmm. Why is there a disconnect between Caleb Williams and DJ Moore?
Yeah, I mean, it's a great question, Lou, and I'm personally trying to figure that out. And yes, Declan Doyle was asked about DJ Moore today. I don't know that there were really any super satisfying answers as far as that is concerned, other than to say that they're, you know, they have plays for everybody out there, and they're asking, there's a lot that they're asking Caleb Williams to do. There's a lot of guys that they're asking him to target. And so, yeah, he was asked about that today. But Lou, I think really sometimes, for whatever reason, quarterback and receiver, there just isn't the chemistry that exists. And I was kind of going through this litany yesterday of things that I remember very well. And the Mitch Trubisky and Allen Robinson had a great, great, great connection. All of a sudden, when Justin Fields came, that the Allen Robinson connection just went away. It was there was nothing. And then all of a sudden, when DJ Moore came here, DJ Moore and Justin Fields had great on-field chemistry. And he was, you know, DJ Moore was the DJ Moore that we know. And I remember, and I keep this in the back of my brain always, when Justin was still here and we were talking about the Bears potentially having the first overall pick, DJ was very supportive of Justin, obviously, because he was his quarterback. But one of the things that he also sort of lamented about whomever it was, and we kind of knew it was going to be Caleb, was that DJ said, now you're going to have to train a new guy. He's got to learn the offense. He's got to learn where all the receivers are. So it was almost like DJ, in a way, was predicting that there could be troubles, not necessarily with him. It has turned out that way, but just with anybody trying to learn a new system and all that. But really, I'm dancing around it here. There's just not great chemistry between the two on the field for whatever reason. And we'll get into that locker room a little bit later on today. Hopefully we'll get to talk to DJ Moore and see what his side of it is right now. But so far, there's just not a great answer out here at Hallis Hall as to why that connection is not better.
I know, as we're joined by Mark Grody from Hallis Hall here on Raheemy Harris and Grody with Luke Kanellis in studio with us.
Sweet Lou.
To talk about Bears. Mark, every week when the coordinators talk, there's something interesting from all the coordinators, and you have to pare it down. But I understand you want to take a look at special teams also.
I do, actually. And I didn't necessarily expect to. You know, I obviously talked about the bad kickoff. I know everybody wants to know about that. And Richard Hightower was actually pretty good, because I said, what went wrong? He just said it was a bad kick by Cairo Santos, and that they would do it again, that he still has complete faith in him. But the thing that caught my attention was a question that was asked to Richard Hightower in regards to, with the injuries that have occurred for the Bears this year, that obviously is going to expect special teams. And Richard Hightower gave a special answer as well. Here it was.
Defense has been having a number of injuries. Obviously, that probably has a domino effect on teams. Who have you seen adjust, and what adjustments have you had to make?
That's a great question. I mean, because it's something that's never really talked about, but it happens across the league. You know, when you lose players on offense, or defense is always going to have a domino effect. Stuff, you've heard the saying, crap rolls downhill. You know, people say it a different way than that, but that's what it is, you know. So it has a different effect. But then guys have to step up. So that's why we were proud of a guy like Nico, who stepped up when he had his opportunity coming off the practice squad to make all those plays that he made. And it's our job to just keep developing these guys. But, I mean, we got a test coming in here this week in Cleveland. I mean, I think Corey is an outstanding punter. Great hang distance ratio. Like he's a lefty, so we got to be prepared for that in the cold. Like, we're gonna have to play our best brand of ball, and some of those guys you're talking about, younger guys, are gonna have to step up.
The feces rolls downhill, and there's Richard Hightower there to stop it with a shovel.
Catch it. By the way, I will give any three of you, because apparently I'm getting pieces of this, that Parkins was trying to give away his substantial salary yesterday to you guys. I will give you guys $10,000 of Danny Parkins's money if any of you could tell me who Nico is or who Corey is. Anybody?
That is so wild, because when he said Nico, I said, who's Nico? Did they pick him up off waivers? How do I not know this?
Lou, I had to look it up too. It's Nico Kalanick, who was on the Bears a fullback and a tight end. I think he played in one game on special teams and was really good, but he is no longer on the Bears. Yeah, he's throwing his name around like we all know Nico. And I was asking fellow reporters, who's Nico? They're like, I don't know, Nico Horner. I'm like, no, not Nico Horner. And then the Corey is Corey Bedrorquez. He is the punter for the Cleveland Browns. So just throwing first names out there, like everybody knows who Nico and Corey are.
It's a great
are.
Way to illustrate the point, though, right? Like, that's how it goes with special teams.
And you'd think we would know who the Browns punter is by name by now. True. To be fair.
Yeah, I suppose. Yeah, he's probably gotten plenty of repetitions out on the field. And hopefully, that will be the case. Again, hopefully they will handle Shedeur Sanders. Lots of Shedeur Sanders talk out here, too. And I play some of it for you guys, but it was just like nobody really knows what to expect out of Shedeur Sanders. I mean, even Dennis Allen was like, one of the answers that he gave was, I didn't see, like, he's like I didn't watch a whole lot of Shedeur Sanders coming out of college or reviewed a whole lot of the tape. We know what the numbers are so far. It's such a tiny sample size that nobody really knows what to expect out of him Sunday or in his career. It's a really ambiguous area right now what the quarterback could or can or cannot do against the Bears this Sunday, which can be a little bit dangerous as well.
Mark, I don't care about Sanders. I don't care if it's Bernie Kosar or Brian Sipe out there playing quarterback for the Browns. Here's what I do care about. How is Dennis Allen going to create pressure and get to the quarterback? Whether it's Dillon Gabriel or it's Shedeur Sanders or whoever, Deshaun Watson comes back. Just tell me how they're going to get to the quarterback, because that's been an issue all year long.
Yeah, I don't really know what to tell you at this point as far as that's concerned. I mean, the Bears through 13 games now, it's like the Bears are who they are in that regard. And look, Montez Sweat has had a much better season than he did last year, and obviously he's been getting to the quarterback, but we're just not. I mean, even last week with some of the blitzes that Dennis Allen put out there, where maybe earlier in the season, some of those guys like TJ Edwards, for example, he was dialed up early in the game, just came within inches of getting to the quarterback. Quarterback gets the Jordan Love, gets the ball off. I think that was in that particular spot. I know he threw for a first down. I think it was between 9 and 11 yards. We saw the Bears get burned by the blitz a lot. Now, one would expect, Lou, that against an inexperienced quarterback in Shedeur Sanders, that bringing different looks to try to confuse him, whether from the secondary or the defensive line or the ends, like that. I think some of what Dennis Allen was trying to get done last week would work this week. And their offensive line is a little bit uneven right now. You can't call their offensive line great. That is the Cleveland Browns. So there could be some breakthroughs this week just based on the inexperience and some disorganization along the offensive line. But it's a forever problem for the last few years, Lou, and it's something that has to be continued to be addressed in the offseason, whether tactically or with personnel.
Mark, we appreciate your time from Hallis Hall. When is your next hit on Spiegel and Holmes?
My hit on Spiegel and Holmes today, I am being told, will be at 4:20 today. And yeah, you guys got me in all sorts of trouble yesterday for getting me to go along with the idea that I would give you guys the show that pays me
exactly
my best material. Yeah,
you did what you're supposed to do, Mark. Keep
the
doing
show
it.
That pays you is correct. Yes.
And make sure that before Lou Kanellis leaves, he tells you at least one Bulls sideline story from back in the Jordan days. You guys know, and we've all done sidelines, Lou Kanellis is the greatest sideline reporter the city has ever seen. And I did the job for 5 years. He's the best ever.
No doubt. Lou was supposed to only stay in here until this time. Lou, what do you want to do?
Okay.
Are we putting you on the spot?
Yeah.
Lou's got to go, guys.
Lou's got to go. He's a busy man.
He's entertaining.
He's running restaurants. He's got like 8 shows to do over at Fox. So let the man go. He'll tell you the stories later.
Yeah, yes. We haven't even brought up First and North. Shout out to First and North.
Oh, yeah, it's another show
NFC
you do.
Yes.
Another show. Thank you.
See, there it is. Thank you so much.
We didn't even have a chance to talk about Giannis.
No.
Giannis ain't coming here. I ain't worried about Giannis.
Unfortunately, no.
Bulls ain't got nothing to give for that.
I just looked off into the distance, pondered and blinked, and what happened to my life scene. Lou, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you guys for having me. I'm right across the street, so anytime you guys want me to run across the street, I'm here.
It's hilarious. We could probably see you. If I just look out that window long enough, I'll see you walking by.
You're right.
And I love that CVS next door, so it works out.
CVS is clutch next door.
Oh, yeah.
Means everything. I don't even have to walk outside to hit CVS.
Lou, what's your next show on Fox?
Next show on Fox is tomorrow, Chicago Sports Tonight. Actually, tomorrow is Friday, so we've got Bears Blitz with Cassie Carlson.
Anthony Heron.
Anthony Heron as well. We got Chicago Sports Tonight. We had First and North on Tuesday, which is just killing it because everyone's wrapped up into the NFC North. So, yeah, we got a lot going over there. But it's good they're winning. We got Bears Game Day live before the Browns game, 9:30 on Sunday.
About to be 10-4.
Everybody says that our job is better when they're losing. I can assure you,
no,
it is not.
It's not.
Winning is good for business.
Yes.
So that is for sure. Lou, thanks as always,
guys,
for coming in.
Thanks, Lou.
Thank you.
One quarterback who did tell a story was Cam Newton, reacting to the Philip Rivers news, because Philip Rivers is his elder. So let's examine Cam's reaction to not getting a phone call next.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Layla Rahimi, Marshall Harris, Mark Grody. Middays 10 a.m. to 2 on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
Wait, what is that, Tyler?
That's Cam Newton when he returned back to the Panthers and just started yelling, "I'm back," after he got his touchdown.
Oh, thank you for that. That had to jog my memory for a second. This is Rahimi Harrison Grody on 670 The Score. And thanks to Rinaldi's, who stopped by and dropped off food for our crew today.
So good.
Not only did they drop off a Nico Horner pizza, but a remix to a Nico Horner pizza. I'll let the Spiegel and Holmes crew tell you about that. But they always do a wonderful job. Rinaldi's is a great place to watch every game you want to watch. It's also a great place to pregame. If you want to go before the game or after the game, Bulls and Blackhawks, they have a shuttle. I've taken it. So shout out to Rinaldi's. They do a fantastic job. Their pizza is top notch. It's the Danny Parkin special for me. That's always my favorite of theirs.
You know what? Everything's good over there. I just be vegging out, watching TV, hanging out with people's.
That's
and
it.
Eating.
Yeah, I was going to first say Bulls and Blackhawks, and I was like, no. I've watched other games at Rinaldi's. It's a perfect place for an NFL Sunday.
I got the skillet cookie with the ice cream, and then my friends all made fun of me and pretended it was my birthday when it came out.
That sounds like your friends.
Yeah, so... Yeah,
I still can't believe you threw your friend Ife under the bus about being 2 hours
Maybe
late.
Maybe Ife should be on time. Maybe Ife should be on time.
The way you said you were so confident yesterday, you're like, he's just never on time. Like it was like you were speaking on TV introing something.
The next time he's on time will be the first time he's on time.
Wow. So you know who wanted to be on time, but nobody's calling him to go anywhere? One Cam Newton.
Poor Cameron.
Cam is 36. You may not know because he has no age. I feel like he's one of those people who defies time. Cam is of his own time. And he's been doing a tremendous job, as we know, appearing on TV and on podcasts. But if Cam Newton's 36 and Phillip Rivers is 44.
Math ain't mathin'.
Did people lose Cam's number? Here's what he had to say about it.
It's almost like a slap in my face, bro.
All the things that you do in the media, do you come off like you're available?
Well, state the case then, bro.
Did Phillip Rivers send any type of signs that he was available? Why are you asking me to do something that everybody else didn't do? Mm. I ain't no lab rat. Come on, bro.
You still are available.
Have you followed my Snapchat?
He's retired. You ain't even retired.
I did not and will not because of an opportunity like this.
He also was in a system, but still, like.
I don't give a damn if he was in a family. He's 44 years old, bro.
He got
grandkids.
How
do people hold Cam Newton to a standard that you're not holding everybody else?
Cam, did you say that you were still available? Yeah, you're retired.
So did Phillip. But I know when it comes with me. The personality, bro. Folks don't want a Shadur situation.
They don't want a Shadur, huh?
They don't want a circus. It's Ursay! You fly, I'll fly!
Is that him admitting, though, that he would bring the circus to town? Because isn't that kind of the point? Cameron Darrell Newton is out here acting like he doesn't understand why teams don't call him. He knows why. He knows why.
That is the 4th and 1 podcast. We can't even show you the workout video that was cut too.
He had a full workout. The master edit on this was amazing, Ray.
Very amazing. And if you go, if you follow Cam Newton on Snapchat, you will see all the man is doing is working out and posting it on video. So he's out here. He's game ready.
I have a theory. It's because Cam's too good at this job. You know, we get pigeonholed in our business if you're a master, well, if you're a master of enough, you're a jack of all trades. You know, I, for example, was really good at videography. I shot with a big boy camera for a long time, 30 pounds or whatever. I used to lift weights and do push-ups just to, like, motivate myself to be in shape enough to sit through 80 plays of college football seated.
How's that shoulder?
And I shot it all. Oh, yeah, I still have to, I have a massage ball that I roll up against the wall like once every 2 days or so.
Yeah,
the
shoulder.
But the point is, I was good at it. So then what did I end up doing mostly for
shooting.
7 years that I shot? Shooting. So I feel like poor Cam Newton is a victim of his own success in the media space. And he dresses the part better than anybody else.
That's what I'm saying. He chose this route. He knew what it was going to be and what it was not going to
but
be.
But when he's like, I didn't retire so I could get the call. It's tremendous.
Cam knew what it was and what it was not.
But I also, that's real. When your voice skips an octave because you're...
But also, what kind of sense does this make? Cam Newton talking about everybody in the league and then having to go back to the league? What team did he's talked about all the teams and players on every team.
Yes,
how
he
does
has.
That look when you re-enter the workforce?
He doesn't care. He's Cam Newton.
Well, the teams care, though.
Oh, that's, I wasn't thinking about that. I was thinking about Cam.
You know what? You and Cam both. Why can't I get some love? Why can't I get a call?
Did Phillip Rivers send any type of signs that he was available?
When you skip the octave, that's how you know it's serious.
He was in the system. I'll stick by that.
You know what's going to happen is the second Jameis Winston retires, you know what he's doing. He's going to the TV space, even if he, quote, retires.
Did you see him on Fox? He belongs in the TV space.
And then you know what's going to happen. He's going to be the same dude. He's going to be like, why didn't I get a call? Because you're one of us now.
One of us. One of us.
Yep, yeah, that's what happens. We have Spiegel and Holmes coming up next.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.